Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Billy Hartung, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, one child identifies as a dinosaur, and a neighborhood loses its collective mind. It's a Tyrannosaurus wreck. Apparently, we have a dinosaur problem. Kids all over our neighborhood, my daughter included, have taken to acting like prehistoric creatures, and it's causing a panic up and down the block. Most of us didn't consider it that big a deal, but once his boys started acting like crazy goddamn velociraptors, Ken Baker demanded we call an emergency meeting of the Homeowners Association. Mrs. Thompson, our association's longtime president, began the meeting by asking for a calm and reasonable discussion about an issue that seems to be of concern. But it wasn't more than 30 seconds into her speech that Mrs. Thompson got completely run over by screaming and yelling. The room exploded with words coming from all different directions. So, Mrs. Thompson exited the stage, and the room fell silent. Sensing an opening, Mr. Baker shot up to voice his concerns. "We need to put a stop to this, or it will spin out of control. We can't have our kids acting this way. And I just want everyone to know, I have no problem with dinosaurs. If some children grow up to be like those herbivore dinosaurs, you know, the ones that eat plants and keep to themselves, then fine. But what if they're loud dinosaurs? That could bring down our property values." "And not to mention," Mr. Martin added, "loud dinosaurs make me very uncomfortable, which violates my constitutional rights." That's when Mrs. Silver, a longtime attorney at law, stood up and said, "No, it doesn't." Boy, that set off some fireworks out of Mr. Martin's mouth. He and Mrs. Silver went back and forth for a few minutes, with Mr. Martin shouting things and Mrs. Silver calmly replying, "No, that's not true either." The temperature was rapidly rising until finally Mr. Martin, in an act of desperation, pulled down his pants to reveal a pair of American flag boxer briefs. He glared around the room as if to say, "See?" Frankly, no one knew what to do with that, so we just moved on. Next up was Mrs. Keebler, who had secured her spot on the meeting's agenda the day before. She had brought along an easel and some blown-up images. She carefully worked her way through the poster boards picturing all kinds of dinosaurs and then informed us she had gathered these images from books found in our kids' school. She explained the only way to solve this problem was to remove all these books from the school, library, and our homes. It's simple. If we can keep these kids from finding out that dinosaurs ever existed, we can save them from themselves. Mrs. Garrison voiced her approval from the back. "Dinosaurs were real. Evolution is a hoax." And once again, the meeting erupted into shouting. But Mrs. Keebler wasn't done. She had conducted research on the streaming service Disney Plus and found a very dangerous show called Dino Ranch. She went on to quote a study from her Facebook feed that said if kids watch television shows about dinosaurs, they will grow up to be one. It's a scientific fact, so we have to delete the Disney Plus app from all our TVs and devices. There's no other way. Jonathan Potter is in his late 20s. He lives in the biggest house in the neighborhood, along with his girlfriend of 2 years. Up until that point in the meeting, he hadn't said a word. Until now. "Hold a second. Are we saying that if a kid watches a show about dinosaurs or learns about them at school, they'll magically become one? Really? You people need to relax. Shut up, John. You don't even have kids, said Ken Baker. Yeah, but I used to be one, responded Mr. Potter. I thought I was a lot of things when I was younger. One Halloween, I dressed up as a dinosaur. The next, Tinkerbell. And the one after that, I was Tom Brady. But guess what? I'm not a dinosaur, a fairy, or a professional football player. And trust me, I tried to be a pro football player, but I just wasn't. Unbelievable, right? So you know what, Ken? You can go screw yourself. You and this meeting are a waste of time. Mr. Potter stood up. You all have a nice night. After Mr. Potter left, our president, Mrs. Thompson, announced that we would adjourn the meeting, at which point everyone started to leave. Now the neighborhood remains divided over the crisis, and people mostly keep to themselves, which seems like a shame. We used to be a close-knit community, but not anymore. This afternoon, I took comfort in believing that perhaps the worst had passed, and that's when my little girl came off the bus crying. It turns out that some of the kids on the bus had shouted that she and I were going to jail. Yikes! I sat her down and told her that nobody's going to jail. Then I made her a cream cheese and jelly sandwich. When I put the plate in front of her, she looked up at me and said, "Mommy, I'm a dinosaur." "I know, sweetie," I replied. "And I love you. Now go on and eat your sandwich." Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.